Now, Warsh's confirmation comes just 2 days before Powell's term expires on Friday. And for months, there were real questions about whether Warsh would be confirmed in time, given that a key senator on the Senate Banking Committee, Senator Tom Tillis, had vowed to block confirmation of Kevin Warsh until the Justice Department's investigation into current chair Jay Powell was resolved. Of course, that investigation being dropped, handed over to the Fed's IG, and Tillis paving the way for where we are at this moment. Now, Warsh will take over leadership of the central bank at a time when inflation remains above the Fed's 2% target for 5 years running, and at a time when oil prices have been surging because of the conflict in the Middle East on top of tariffs. And so he will face a committee that now views holding rates steady in the face of rising inflation rather than a rate-cutting bias. We know that last year, just before the president officially nominated Warsh to the position of Fed chair, that he had put out the view that he thought AI could boost productivity, pushing down inflation, laying the path for the Fed to cut rates. And that now is a viewpoint that many see as tough for Warsh to sell. So if Warsh and the rest of the Fed committee will have to wait to cut rates, that could create a very unhappy President Trump.